This is KCUR. I'm Michael Byers. Our Town, the Thornton Wilder play about small-town life in Grover's Corners, has been a staple of high school theater for so long one would think that its commercial prospects would be slim. But director David Cromer's 2009 off-Broadway production was a smash hit, chalking up the longest run in its 76-year history. Cromer directs the current production at the Kansas City Repertory Theater. He spoke about it with KCUR's Steve Walker as part of our monthly series, Director's Cuts.
I think people think they know Our Town, but I wanted to hear your take on it or your summarization of it.
It's interesting you say people think they know Our Town. You can't speak for everybody, but yeah, it's because it's sort of given to you in high school. Any of those plays they make you read in high school or see in high school or be in high school. I was thinking earlier that it's about breakfast. It's about that it is about the universal in the particular in your whole life over the course of a breakfast, you know.
Well, you mentioned it's been a staple of high school drama departments mm-hmm. for years. And having done this inventive, wildly successful production, has Our Town been misjudged or devalued or what for all these years, do you think?
I think anything that's really familiar, people go, yeah, I know it. And I think familiarity with something often allows you to dismiss it or, I guess, as you said, think you know it. I wouldn't place a judgment on anyone in saying they devalued it or misinterpreted it, but I guess I'd say since you're used to it, you don't think about it again. You don't think about it as much, and you don't think about it anew. And in a lot of ways, that's one of the things that happens in the play. Ideally, is it shows you initially these very mundane things. People talk about breakfast, and they deliver the milk, and they deliver the newspaper, and they talk about their homework, and they say, can I carry your books home for you? But there's a lot there. And honestly, we did actually set out not to subvert Our Town, but to say, how would we get it to do that again?
What was your relationship to it before, and what is it now that you're still willing to come to Kansas City to direct it?
I'll tell you exactly. That's a great question. I'll tell you my relationship to it was this, was I knew it was beautiful and I knew it was great, but I didn't know it was as great as it turned out to be. What I'm about to say sounds so very much like something someone says in an interview. And since I am being interviewed, that's fine. But it is absolutely true. It sounds good to me every minute I hear it, and it keeps giving, and I can't crack it. I can't crack it. And believe me, I'm the laziest guy in the world. If I feel like I've cracked it, I'm like, I'm done. But I'm a slightly better person while I'm working on it.
The Kansas City Reps space is much bigger than the Barrow Street Theater, and I hear there's going to be some interesting things done.
Yeah.
What can you talk about?
Sure, easily. Well, first of all, the Reps great about. The first thing out of their mouths is, you know, we're very used to moving the space around. They're very into that, and it's very hard to get theaters to do that. So it's glorious. It's really refreshing. It's one of the great things about Jerry and Eric and everybody over there. On what is usually the orchestra section, the main floor, we've just created a floor, and we've put seats sitting down on the ground there. We've tried to get rid of the traditional barrier between the audience and the show.
Is there a scene in the play that epitomizes what Grover's Corners and its residents are about?
Yes. There's a speech the stage manager has. It's in the middle of Act One, and we refer to it as the Babylon speech. And the stage manager talks about the Cartwright interests have just begun building a new bank in Grover's Corners, and they've asked a friend of mine what they should put in the cornerstone for people to dig up 1,000 years from now. And we're going to put in a Bible and the Constitution of the United States and a copy of William Shakespeare's plays. And then he says, what do you say, folks? Well, how would you represent yourself? And then he says, and this is the line that absolutely kills me. I think it's one of the most beautiful pieces of writing in the play. You know, Babylon once had 2 million people in it. And all we know about them is the names of the kings and some copies of wheat contracts and contracts for the sale of slaves.
Yet every night, all those families sat down to supper, and the father came home from his work, and the smoke went up the chimney, same as here. And even in Greece and Rome, all we know about the real life of the people is what we can piece together from the joking poems and the comedies they wrote for the theater back then. So I'm going to have a copy of this play put in the cornerstone, and people 1,000 years from now know a few simple facts about us. More than the Treaty of Versailles and the Lindbergh flight. See what I mean? So, people 1,000 years from now, this is the way we were. In the provinces north of New York in the beginning of the 20th century, this is the way we were. In our growing up, and in our marrying, and in our living, and in our dying.
So that's a big one for me. Who are we? What do we leave behind? How do we remember? There's a lot in there.
That was director David Cromer speaking with KCUR's Steve Walker. The Kansas City Reps production of Our Town runs through September 28th at the Spencer Theater. More information is on the web at kcur.org/arts.